Ladles and germs, we are so back. You don't even know how back we are. We have our own official show. I named it and everything. What can I say? I just have a knack for this kind of stuff. Of course, if you can't pronounce it, let me give you a quick run through. It's called Independent Incidentals. Independent Incidentals, and that is how you do some alliteration. Fantastic. Couldn't think of a better title myself. That was the only thing that was in my brain, to be honest with you. When I was asked to do the show again last week, I was like, well, I wanted to make sure that it kind of fit the theme this time. Because as fun as After Class with Dominic was, we have a new season now. Think of it like that. We have to go over some house cleaning, some housekeeping, just to make sure that you're up to date. Welcome to episode 0 of Independent Incidentals, my own new show, where I'll actually have a theme this time. The theme being, we're taking one specific game, one that I've been playing, or just have in mind, or been turned on to by some other friends, and I put it in the limelight. I give it enough love. I describe it to the people who don't know what it is, so that people know what it is. That's the premise. And we might extend out to music, shows, maybe even books, if I'm bored enough. But this is a mainly video game-centric show, and we'll keep it like that for now. So, it's so good to be back. Let me describe the room real quick. Nothing much has really changed. You still have the nice padding on the walls. Little stickers have been interspersed in between, though. There's still the nice disc rack on the back, on behind me. Some new funny posters. I think that's an opossum that's saying, I'm hungry. Where's his tail? That's what I would like to know. I think that was moved from the left-facing wall down to where my backpack is right now, actually. Right now, you're probably so curious right now. What in the world was last year's show, then? If you're saying that this year's show is you discussing interesting topics about video games specifically, but obviously media that is underappreciated, then what was last year's show? What were you talking about? And to be honest, I have trouble answering that question as well. There's a lot of things that show was and wasn't about. But the main point, the main takeaway, was just me practicing. Think of that first season as one very long pilot. One very long pilot that I extended out at least 18 episodes. I can actually look that up right now, but besides the point, that was my introduction to radio hosting. It was exactly 17 episodes. Well, 17 and a half, I think, if you don't count the one where I just rambled on about certain fan fictions. 17 episodes. And I think I eventually got a stride, but I think I was also struggling on what to talk about. Because at the end of the day, I discussed so many games. But at the end of the day, I didn't really give much interest or intrigue to any specific one. I'll touch on this point a bit later. But for now, the main question we have to ask ourselves right now is, what will change about this show? What is so different about Independent Incidentals that it will tear itself away from my last year's show? Well, I'm so glad you came up with such an informed question, viewer. To be honest, everything. But let's go point by point first. Obviously, the most obvious one, obviously, of course, obviously, is the time change. We are now on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Now, unfortunately, that's obviously going to collide with a few people's schedules. But here's the thing. Most people, the main critique I got about the show was that most people were sleeping at 11. And most people were sleeping at 10. And most people were sleeping now, even. But But the main point was that people wouldn't be able to see the show because it was so late. That's fair, but that's just how after class was. It wouldn't be after class if I wasn't doing it after class, right? Classes ended about 9:30, so 10 is the appropriate time to do after class. It was a variety show. This is going to be more specialized. Now, the thing is now is that you won't have any excuses. That's going to be the main kicker, because now I can bug and annoy people based on if they've watched the show or not. Hey, did you see the game I talked about this week? No, sorry, I was busy, but it's at 5 now. Of course, like I said, if you have lectures, tough luck. But now, fantastic. Which leads me to my second point. If you can't get to the show in time, I'm not gonna hunt you down. I will bug you about it, like I mentioned. But I'm not gonna hunt you down. And the fun part is that now I'm the editor as well. Hello, editor. It's me. It's me now. That's fantastic. So what I can do is I give you a little bit more extra for the after production viewers. I can edit the show how I want it. I obviously have to splice out any copyrighted music, profanity, all that kind of stuff, but everything else is fair game. I can add extra silly, quirky, insert adjectives here, insert adjective here, sound effects, and pre-recorded things that I can add on to the rest to make it more cohesive. This is going to be fun. I have way more arsenal. And speaking about an arsenal, I still have the soundboard. I might change the jingle, but for now, it stays. Fantastic. Third, organization. Now, this is also layered within participation. This isn't last year. I'm not giving you a free ticket here. I'm expecting to hear some of my own feedback from my own fan base, by my own people who listen to the show, and I won't be handing no damn tickets for free. I'll be telling you that much. So the payment, as I've kind of mentioned, will be participation. You give me some feedback on the show, and I'll give you more in return. That's how it works. I'll be launching a new Instagram channel where I can see exact metrics. I can see exactly how many people are going to be watching. Obviously, I'll still give updates on my own channel. And you can also follow Radio Laurier to also get some feedback and news about when the show is arriving. But I want to try to separate myself from the show, because I realized me telling people, oh yeah, follow me at Dermonic on Instagram, that's Dermonik, that's not really that, in retrospect, it's not that efficient to getting a bigger fan base, allowing more people to witness and watch the show. So, with this new Instagram account, you will be forced. If you are a fan of the show, you will have to interact with the polls, interact with the posts, and other junk that I'll be posting on that new Instagram account. Expect it soon. I'm expecting to call it the exact same name of the show, which is, in fact, Independent Incidentals. Just so you little devils can have something to interact with. You're probably feverishly fiending, frothing at the mouth for more Dermonic content. So, that leaves me with my fourth and last point. Guests. Oh, we had so many guests, and so few guests at the exact same time. Guests are what this made this show run, in my opinion. I feel like it gave it a lot of life. But the thing is now, this is a new show. Who's coming back? What will they talk about? How many guests will be there per episode? And unfortunately, I've realized after more thought and retrospection, it doesn't line up with this show, in my opinion. Having more guests is fun, sure. It is a great time to talk with many people in this room. And let me give you a quick story real quick. The last episode, which wasn't released because either it was lost of time or it was way too hectic to edit that the Jack, the previous editor and radio show manager, didn't really feel like editing it. So in this, in new light, I've realized that having more than one guest is a bad idea. It's a very bad idea. It's an extremely bad idea, because the problem is you get a lot of crosstalk. People want to share their own ideas, and if someone is a little bit more energetic, allows themselves to slip into the limelight more often than their other peers, other show hosts, then what do we have? We have an unbalanced show. There's no way to actually get the reins back. No fault on them. I love them all individually. However, there has to be some equilibrium here. And maybe I'll extend it to two guests occasionally. But for the most part, it's either going to be me or it's going to be someone else. That's it. And I think this works for two reasons. One, it allows us to shrink it down, like I mentioned earlier. It allows us to shrink down the possible distractions that might come around. Less tangents, more straight talk. You can actually understand what in the world we're talking about. Of course, this also opens us up to more options. I can now pre-record the show and just play it on live. And then I can have anyone, even if you're not in Waterloo or even on the Laurier campus, you can come on the show. You can speak your piece about video games or anything that really comes on your mind. Just one thing that really interests you, let me know. And we can host something, you and I. Whoever I'm talking to, I'm sure we can come across and we can really, really get people interested in whatever you're interested in that no one else is interested in. I think it'll also make it a lot more digestible, in my opinion. That's just me, of course. Maybe people like the chaos, but this is a different show. And at the end of the day, I'm also planning to possibly find a way to host another show that perhaps is a little bit more chaotic. But that will come later. For now, point two is something which I forgot right now, so I'll come back to that. Oh yeah, no, it was the main principle was being ignored, which is the main thing. I had this idea of setting it up so I could just talk about video games, but I realized I need to be more specific. One video game per week that I talk about that, let me quote what's exactly on the page right now. To provide concise and engaging dialogue about a video game or whatever is not being appreciated or not in the limelight. And I bring it to the limelight and people can enjoy it. That is the idea. So, with all those points out of the way, talk about myself, because I'm the only one here, of course. Let's talk about myself real quick. How was my summer? How were your guys and ladies and gentles and germs and everyone in between's summer? I am curious. That's probably going to be the first thing I will quickly post about, and hopefully we'll see if we get more participation, and maybe I'll finally figure out how many people actually listen to this show. That will be the idea. Now, what did I do over the summer? Some quick jot points real quick. I joined a swing band. That was fun and terrifying. When you play with over 35-year-olds who've been playing the instrument for more than 20 years, you're bound to be intimidated, especially when you've only been playing it for, say, 6 years or even less. Piano is something I'm all right at. I'd say I'm pretty solid at. I can play songs. I can figure out to make melodies and all that kind of stuff. But when you're thrown into the deep end, as it were, with a bunch of very experienced veterans, please, I need to take a break. We're talking about like the first week I join, they're immediately wrapping me into the 22 songs they're playing for this Canada Day's concert. Canada Day's concert, I am shocked. That's in a month, and I joined a week ago. But it was fun. I had a great time, and I was able to play at least half the songs. So, I'll give myself that one. Also, I don't have any water, so I'll be right back. How about, you know what? This is a perfect time for intermission. I'll play another... What should I play? You know what? Let's play a fun little King Gizzard track. Again, I played the first King Gizzard track because they came out this year. And also, I joined one of their beautiful, beautiful concerts out in the Budweiser stage in Toronto. And they blew me away. I'll talk more about that in the weeks to come. But for now, let's open up one of their metal albums, maybe. Nah, let's just do one of these ones. Let's do one of their main hits, the first single they released off this album, La Risk. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll be back very shortly. For you not live listeners out there, that was La Risk by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Like I mentioned earlier, I did join one of their concerts. I didn't join it. I wasn't up on stage. But I was there. In the very far back, because there's very cheap seats. Only like $60, give or take. And the shirt was also $60. And my sister's ticket was also $30. Because we split it half. And you know what? I spent a lot of money on that concert. However, it was a very fun concert. And I will remember that concert forever. Which I will mention in a future episode. Another thing that I forgot to mention as well is that we're not going to be shy to familiar topics that we talked about last year. We're going to be going over all the hits. We're going to be crossing over certain games that I wasn't able to explain in a short amount of time, only 1 hour. I mean, that's barely any time. So games like, for example, Slay the Spire, Into the Breach, amongst many other ones. I am going to take a deeper dive on them, figure out why they work exactly, and break them apart so that you can manage the... What's the word? You can manageably digest it into small little bits and pieces that I feed to you one by one. Like, you're Caesar, I'm the servant feeding you grapes. That's the analogy. That's the analogy I'm going with. That's the analogy I'm staying with. Now, let's see. Back to the main topic. How was my summer? Now, I will tell you, a very common thing I see in a lot of podcasts, well, specifically The Yard, if you want a similar comedic cadence to my style of humor, The Yard is exactly it. And one of the things they often bring up is best, middle, worst. What was the best part of this experience? The worst part? And the meh, mediocre, mid part, as the youngsters say. And I would say the worst part, the absolute pits, the absolute terrible part, was the fact that I got sick 3 times, count them, 3 times, during my summer. The first one started in June, I think, right after I got back from Europe, right when I got back from Poland. I'll explain that furthermore later down the line of this show. But I got back, and I was extremely itchy. And I was like, oh God, I'm extremely itchy. I'm sure it's nothing. And then a month later, I realized that it was some kind of... Either it was allergic reaction, fungal, I don't know. It wasn't contagious, so it didn't matter, and I didn't get it checked out for three weeks. Until eventually I was like, okay, I need to go to the doctor. I need to. So I got the treatment, eventually it went down. Problem was, I wasted a lot of time. I couldn't drive because it was way too itchy. So I wasn't able to get my G2 during that time. So I extended it back to, what was it again? Right, yeah, I extended it back to August. I was going to plan to get the G2 test in June, and I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna bother with it right now. I want to focus on other stuff anyway. So this disease is perfect for me, an excuse to put the test and postpone it to August, and we'll see what happens. And then, yes, I did see what happened, because about a couple weeks later, I got food poisoning for a couple of days. I think it was like 1 or 2 days, and I was like, oh God, this is terrible. It was the first time I threw up in 5 years, and I was like, no, this is painful. I feel bad for people who have, like, actual problems. I do say that, like, it wasn't a problem, but you know what I mean. I don't have problems that often, so I feel bad for the people who have to experience it more often. So I had experienced that for, like, at least 2 or 3 days, and then the aftermath was, like, I think half the week I spent on it. So I was like, okay, the week is gone. That's fine, though. I'll be fine. I got over it quick, which is great. I started coding, which is also great. I'll get to that in a moment as well. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna practice driving now. That's gonna be great. We scheduled the times. And then later, we had a quick little vacation again. What was it again? It was in Goderich. Fun place. Great, next to Lake Erie, if you want the beautiful beaches. And problem was, it was raining heavily, so we couldn't go into the water anyway. And it didn't matter, because we got sick anyway. Apparently, I think my mom got sick from her work, and then eventually passed it down to my dad, and then passed it down to my sister. No, to me, and then my sister. Because, you know, that's how the order of things go. And personally, I was tapped for at least the whole week, and I was so exhausted. I was feverish. I was watching, like, I think it was either the start. It was, yes, the opening to the Olympics. And I was like, what? They got a metal, French metal band here? That's crazy. There's Gojira. I think that's their name. Sick metal band. And I was just so feverish. And I hopefully got enough sleep. And then eventually, during that interim, I somehow got a girlfriend. I was like, that's crazy. And afterwards, I was like, okay, you know what? Things are changing. I'm just gonna focus on the things that I know how to do personally. So I did that. I was feverishly making games. I was in the lab tinkering with Godot again, because, you know, the superior game engine, Godot. Fantastic for making games. And also, honestly, very intuitive to use. You know what? I realized last year that I didn't really know much about game design. I knew a bit about game design. The truth was, I didn't know much about how to implement those game designs into code. There was a lot of misnomers and misconceptions in my brain about what makes a game run. And me actually figuring it out using the Godot and learning about stuff like enums and state machines and figuring out how, like, through tutorials, of course, how, like, the child inheritance system worked in Godot, it honestly taught me so much. It only took like a 15-hour tutorial. Those 15 hours I will not get back, but it was still a very informative experience, I will have to say, me spending the whole week after I got sick just tinkering away at games. So that's the thing. I'm developing my gaming style. I got some more games, of course. Of course. There's some more games on the docket. Be ready for me to describe Disco Elysium. And, yeah. Disco Elysium and a few other ones, I think. Hopefully. I mean, I got... there's a few other ones. Some more retro games I'm going to be discovering. Really diving deep into the background of what makes the video game genre what it is, and what was the pioneer to that genre, you know? Those are the hard-hitting questions. The questions I was kind of dodging because I was too lazy at the time. Of course, hold me to that, because as the school year escalates, I feel like it's going to be a bit trickier to get consistent. But consistency is the key here. Consistency is what we're trying to go for. So, back to what I did last this summer. Right after, I think it was like 2 weeks after school ended. Oh yeah, even before that. Let me just quickly describe what I was doing for the April exam week. All I was doing was just lying on my bed listening to Northern Lion clips. Northern Lion being a Canadian streamer, as it should be, who, you know, I feel like has a very grounded way of describing things and telling jokes and all that kind of stuff. Fantastic role model, personally. And very good template and model to kind of shape this show around. I feel like he doesn't really get worked up that much as I did last show. And I feel like that's a very good mindset to have and to keep throughout this entire we're aiming for 24 episodes. So, again, hold me to that. Hold me to it. But anyway, I was sitting in my bed, just, like, thinking about what to do. Like, I was just there. I was just lying in my bed. I'm like, what am I doing here? What's the purpose of life? Am I getting anything out of this anymore? Hard-hitting questions once again. And the answer was, not really, no. I wasn't really getting much about, like, what I really wanted to do and what I really wanted to get out of life as a whole. So we're figuring that out on the fly. And I feel like, honestly, there was a lot of things that helped me through that. There was a lot of things that helped me through that. Yeah, it is true. Here's the problem with motivation. The problem is that you need some kind of eccentric reward attached to it. Or else your brain expects it every time, and you won't get it. Here's the trick, though. The reward is doing it. And me, the perfectionist, was like, I can't do that. I can't be excited about things. I don't have enough energy. So what you do is you just sit on your bed all day, not doing anything, or just like absentmindedly just sitting on your chair, just like hoping something happens, like something interesting that I can actually like talk about. Like, ooh, like I hope just lightning strikes me one day and I can actually talk about that experience. But that's not how life works. You have to seek these things out in order to talk about them. Like, for example, what happened in Poland? Let's talk about what happened in Poland. Now, we've seen a lot of... there's a lot of things to talk about with Poland. there's a lot. That's a whole treasure trove of options to talk about Poland there. Now, the main thing I'm trying to figure out is whether I want to reveal this now or reveal it later. And I decided right now, alive, to all the ladles and germs in between out there in the audience right now who are definitely listening to the show, that I'm not going to talk about it, and you will have to fill in the gaps. I did talk about it. I brushed over it, I think, 10 minutes earlier, but you will have to figure it out. There's the puzzle pieces I laid out right before you. Figure it out. You're in my maze now, viewer. Viewer, you are in my maze, and I am the Minotaur in this maze. Expect a lot of stolen bits. That's one of them. Again, I mentioned it earlier. Please figure it out. Who said that bit earlier? Another thing I also have to mention is, in fact, the heat. It gets really hot in this thing, and I don't think I punctuated that point as much as I did last show. It gets so hot in here that you can't really think a lot about anything else. The winter months are definitely going to be the most, philosophically loaded ones, I feel like. Because here in this room right now, I feel like I'm in a sauna and the shirt on my back is sticking to my skin and I don't feel good. But besides, I think, it's fine. But the heat's good. The heat's great. I love the heat. You got to enjoy the heat before it gets cold again, but... place that down. But you have to realize is that winter is just as good as summer. Hot take. No way. Literally hot take. Isn't that wild? Double meanings. I love it. The winter is just as good as the summer. It's just the polar opposite. You're just getting a different flavor. And I get if you'll enjoy one flavor over another, but me personally, I don't care about the flavor, I care about novelty. And by God, I am so hot right now, and I've been hot for the last 3 months. Please, I need something. I'm gonna get some ice cream later or something. This is crazy. The Heat is wild. I hate the seasons. I hate Canadian seasons. That's the main thing. I hate the fact that we have winter just unexpectedly happen. Like, right now, it's probably about 26 degrees outside. Comes to standard reason. That's, like, pretty much the temperature it's been for the past week, right? But in one day, it's just going to turn from, like, 26, and it's immediately going to snow. There's going to be a cold front that's going to blow over us, and then eventually just envelop the entirety of Ontario in snow and ice, and I'm going to hate it. But then I'm probably going to come back around to it again. You know what? Hey, the winter is fine. The winter is fine. I enjoy the winter. Cozy vibes. Stay inside, drink some nice hot chocolate, listen to the show, listen to your favorite show, listen to your favorite show, Independent Incidentals, live on Radio Laurier, hosted by Airtime Pro, please. That's the best thing you can do with your winter. And if you don't have any, if I'm not doing the live show, you can always tune in to the recorded episodes that I will display later. Now, of course, back to Poland. It was very hot, I will admit. And the problem was is that my grandparents didn't have any AC in Poland, so I was like, that's crazy. I mean, they have fans. I'm not gonna pretend that they live in like a they're living in the worst situation possible. They have fans. They're not gonna overheat. They're not gonna get heat stroke. That's fine. But it was very hot nonetheless, and they don't have any, like, screen doors on their windows, so a lot of bees and flies came flying in, and I was like, whoa, you don't have that in Canada. You don't have that. You don't even, I mean, look, the window's open right now, but there's no bugs flying in. We have no pollination. They're not coming, they're not seeking here for the sweet nectar of my voice. The bees, I mean. But no, it was a great time, and I think the best part of Poland, as in general, not like external things that happen in Poland. I'll get to that later, probably in another episode. But the main takeaway from Poland, as I realize, is that like Europeans live so differently than us. And what I will say to spoil it a little bit, just to give you a little taste of what I'm talking about here. We do have some international viewers now, which is just fantastic. We're crossing the entire globe right now. We have viewers in Hungary and Germany and plenty of other places. Probably, if I had to guess. But besides that, I was thinking during my time in Poland, like, they live so carefree, even though they're like, the history of Poland is already, like, crazy. Everyone just lives so cleanly there, I noticed. Like, they feel like mannequins in the best way possible. They feel like the accurate portrayal of what a human should be like. Not in any of the political ways that you could describe it as. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about clean living. Like, my grandparents literally have a garden outside, and I was, like, one half of the day I spent there was just me pumping water out of the watering hole, helping my grandfather water his crops. I mean, if that's not the perfect topic for Stardew Valley, I don't know what is. I have the perfect experience for it. Like I said, we're gonna discuss that later. I feel like there's a lot of things to talk about that we're gonna be definitely going over in these future episodes. What fun. Great time. Fantastic time. Here's a fun little look back. I didn't go over this before. But I made a list. I made a quick list, if I can find it real quick, of all the games that I played, or at least talked about, during my time on this show. I will discuss the ones I will be going over again. I've already mentioned Slay the Spire. That's definitely one. Very inspired by, no pun intended, inspired by Northern Lion's playthrough of Slay the Spire. He showed me the game in a completely new light, and I can't let go of it now. It's become my bread and butter. I've realized the actual fun about the game. I'll discuss that in a later episode. There's obviously also Enter the Breach. I might actually get my roommate, if he is free and available, I will possibly get my roommate on the show. Because he, another thing that's changed, doesn't party. And none of them party. And no, they're actually... they're more my tempo. That's what I meant to say. Party all you like, previous roommates. I'm talking about you, Adrian, and the rest of the gang. But it's just not my tempo. And I can't really keep up with the life that they want to lead. And so I'm glad with the I'm so happy with the roommates I have right now. You know, they seem a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more chill, down to earth, etc. And one of them really enjoyed back in the day Into the Breach. So I might discuss that with him, either pre-recorded or actually live. We shall see. Let's see. Another quick thing I'm going to discuss. No AAAs. No AAAs. We're talking about indie studios or AA studios. We're not talking about AAAs. Because AAAs are what I personally think are the bane of this industry. Of course, indulge in the games that you enjoy. I'm not gonna be the arbiter of what you play. That's not the point of this show. But what I will say is that there are very, very well put together, neat games that only cost less than $10 and also are more engaging than some of the slop that's put out nowadays. Play FIFA if you want to. Play Call of Duty if you want to. But at the end of the day, you're just getting a repackaged sample of what was already given to you. So, games like Fortnite, even Nintendo games like Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, I'm not gonna really touch over. Unless it's a retro. Unless it's a staple of a game that defined a genre. Otherwise, this shall not be tolerable in this household. I will not have Fortnite in this household, you zoomer. You alpha generational. I don't know what do you call alpha generation? You call them alphers? You call them alphers, maybe? So games like Thronefall, I might rediscover because the 1.0 came out recently. Baba's You, I think we've touched on pretty well. Window Kill, I only touched about the free version. I never actually discussed the actual full release on Steam. Nova Drift also came out with a 1.0. Stardew Valley, I have new thoughts because I'm playing a lot of that game with my girlfriend who we both have a shared farm. We've been playing for like, I think, 3 months. No, well, 2 months, 2 months. We'll call it 2 months. We might go over to Pizza Tower again if there's the Halloween update. I might divulge myself. I might take a piece of myself out to describe that one. I have been playing also Helix 2, which I might come back to and talk about the sequel more often. the sequel. The main thing I'm trying to avoid, as you might have noticed, is that the genres. I think the genres was the bane, because the genres were too crowded, I feel like. I try to discuss Slay the Spire, Hades, and Into the Breach in one go, and those are completely different games, even though they share the same genre. They share the same roguelike category. They're still very differently played, and I need to describe that well enough to exemplify that to the listening audience. So, of course, there might be some other games that might come up. Or if I might actually branch out to other stuff, like shows, for example. I might talk about Columbo, for example. That might be one topic I like. Or maybe I even talk about bands I've been listening to. Like, for example, the whole array of Australian psychedelic rock, King Gizzard just being one of many. There's also the funky stuff I've been doing in my swing band recitals and practices with the fantastically crafted and professional performance that I've engaged with for the past couple of months. And a whole wide array of different topics. There's just so much ground to cover. I could talk about board games, movies, shows, books, even if I'm bored enough. The whole world is my oyster. And with independent incidentals, which you can watch on Radio Laurier, either live or recorded after the fact. There's no telling where this show will go. And I think that's a perfect place to end it. There's still so much more to talk about with my trips in summer, or even what happened during in Poland was the secret thing that I'm trying to allude to. And also the different development techniques that I've picked up over the past month, specifically in Godot. All these are very, very interesting topics that I'll love to divulge in very shortly. But I think this is a perfect place to end it. I love you all, ladles and germs, and everyone in between. I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. It isn't interesting. It's still light outside. Wow. It's not pitch black. And I'm still doing the show. What a different vibe. A different feeling. I feel like this is going to be a different show altogether. It might have the same kind of tangential plot as the first season with After Class with Dominic. But we got a new thing baking here. I'll let you know when the Instagram account has been created and I'll share some posts on there. I'll try to engage you guys more often, but for now, that is the show. I'll play us out for a bit longer. Right now, I'm going to play, still off the same album, Flight B74, one more time, Flight B741, a more bluesy take on the classic King Gizzard format. And I'll just play us out with Rats in the Sky and Daily Blues. I hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you guys next week with Slay the Spire. Ta-ta!